All right, it is exactly that time, for the spooky interview to happen. I've got Griffin Locke on the line with us right now, and he is the mastermind behind the Screamatorium and the Scaregrounds, and we just so happen to have him on the line right now. Hey, Griffin.
Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Stepped away from some of the construction here that's happening on the Scaregrounds. Very exciting stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So please pardon any background construction sounds you hear.
So, I mean, when you talk about construction, so this has become a huge thing. Now, I went to the original Screamatorium. How many years ago was that? Time is weird. Was that 3 years ago?
That is exactly 3 years ago. I mean, crazy how time flies.
It does. So I went 3 years ago. Very cool, very scary, but one central location. Now, this has completely grown. When we talk about the scare grounds, can you kind of tell us what to expect? Because you say construction, a lot is happening.
Well, you said it perfectly there. I mean, 3 years ago was our first professional haunted house. And so now, 3 years later from that first point, has actually gained us the title of the scariest haunted attraction of the North Coast.
Ooh.
Which is very thrilling, you know, quite honoring. Means we're doing something right.
Yeah.
You
know? Well, those people haven't been to the plaza after dark, but... just kidding.
Yes, as we've been saying, the three years, which means we have gone three times bigger. Get ready, there's a whole lot of threes. Mm-hmm. So 3 years of professional haunting, now three times bigger with three haunted mazes. Yes, not one, not two, but three haunted mazes. The first being Tales from the Tomb, the second being Camp Grizzly, and the third being the Electric Terror Thunder Maze presented by the Rental Guys. I mean, that's all waiting here for you at the Scaregrounds. And to add on that too, it's not even just the mazes itself. Here at the Humboldt County Fairgrounds is where the Scaregrounds is happening this year. And we have live entertainment at Frank's Place. We have a beer and wine garden. We have a very unique and creepy pumpkin patch. A lot of the favorite local food trucks will be stopping by for some delightful, you know, very creepy treats. And we also, with the VIP pass, you get an exclusive access to our Phantom Tides Haunted Tiki Bar.
Okay, you just said my favorite combination of words that I could ever hear. A haunted tiki bar?
Yes. I know. I'm kind of geeking out on that myself because this is our first year that we've been able to offer kind of food and drinks mm-hmm. at our event. And so, you know, it's this idea that's been dwelling forever of, I've always been a fan of you with the Hawaiian shirts mm-hmm. and the tiki mugs and such. And so I was like, well, there it is. You just have to hit on the haunted tiki bar. You know, how could you not?
Yeah. I mean, that's awesome. And, you know, when I went 3 years ago, there was a big line. Everyone was excited to be there. And there was kind of this like cool, fun camaraderie. There were people coming by in costumes and everyone was in costumes. And even just hanging out there was kind of like an event, right? So it's really cool that now this actually is, instead of just standing in line, you actually are hanging out. It's an event that you go to that you can, you know, have a drink, have some food, see some people. Like, you made the line even bigger in a way, right?
Yeah. I mean, really, it really, you know, and, you know, thankfully we've had those lines in the past.
Yeah.
To where it really is, it does make you think about, well, what can we add to the experience before the experience?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what elements really immerse you into the environment of this, you know, terrifying scare grounds? And so we have put a lot into the roaming scarers that are actually roaming around the fairgrounds when you come in, even before you get to the haunted houses. There's a, you know, clown scare zone, and we have a tram that takes you on kind of a special little showcase to the actual haunted houses. And I mean, it's just, I'm telling you, it's a Fright Fest Halloween extravaganza that's happening here.
Well, that's amazing. And it's got to be a lot of people who are involved in this at this point. This has grown not just, you know, for the person who gets to show up and gets to do all these things, but behind the scenes, how have you managed to make all of this possible?
Well, you know, luckily we have had an extreme amount of community support. I mean, it's been incredible the kind of support we have gotten from the Humboldt County community. And specifically, this year we've actually had the honor of partnering with Ferndale. And I think it's a relationship that will continue for the rest of the Screamatorium history, where actually we have been able to partner with Ferndale to completely transform the entire Main Street. And right now, if you go up and down Ferndale Main Street, there are skeletons on every light post. Mm-hmm. All of the fronts of the buildings are decorated for Halloween. I mean, there's orange and black bunting. It's truly, you know, this Halloween festivity center point now. And I kind of love it because, I mean, I don't kind of love it. Yeah. I absolutely love it, you know, because it's like this magical Halloween storybook town. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, back on if 7-year-old or 5-year-old Griffin could have seen this, I would have wanted to go to Ferndale every single day.
Yeah. 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 You've turned it into a Halloween town. And Ferndale does kind of, first of all, have a bit of a creepy vibe.
Oh, definitely.
You know, and it's got a history too, because what, there was a famous vampire movie that was shot in Ferndale.
Salem's Lot.
I was gonna say, you would know.
Toby Hooper. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you yourself even were shooting a movie around, was it in Ferndale or where you were?
Yes.
Yeah. So there's all kinds of spooky, scary connections. What's the name of the movie? Now you're currently working on this movie?
Yes. So right now it's still currently in post-production, but yes, we're all shot in Humboldt County. Mm-hmm. And shocking enough, it's a supernatural horror film, right? You could have guessed. Yeah. And it's called The Undistilled. And a big part of it actually takes place in Ferndale itself. And so that's actually a little, you know, sneak peek into next year. Is our theme next year is we kind of want to do a double feature theme to where it is touching on the horror films that were shot in the Humboldt County area as kind of our main themes with this big, you know, movie studio theme over the top of it.
Yeah. Well, so, and I know that the Screamatorium helped to kind of like fund this. Is that where the Screamatorium kind of came about, was for filmmaking, and then now all of a sudden they've kind of both taken on a life of their own and may end up merging again? Am I right on that?
Well, you know, what's very interesting is that filmmaking and the haunted houses have been kind of two things I think have always just been a part of my soul and my being, you know, if mm-hmm. you will, has always been a part of my blood.
Yeah.
And so naturally, you know, filmmaking was just something I was destined to do. And I think honestly, professional haunting was something that myself and my family, it was just a ticking time bomb until it happened, you know. And so luckily, the two things coincide with each other very nicely. Because for one, you know, I can begin using the films as promotion for the Screamatorium and the Screamatorium as promotion for my films. Mm-hmm. But also a lot of the profits that the Screamatorium does make go right back into our filmmaking.
Mm-hmm. Which is then, you know, casting local actors, which is using, you know, it's a part of the community as well.
Definitely. We have a great program that we do with our films because, you know, I'm very young. I'm only 19 and this is my fourth feature length film. I've been very, you know, lucky to be able to do this, but I want to always extend the offer to other youths that want to pursue a you know, passion or career in filmmaking. And so we actually open it up to where local colleges and the high schools can come on and join us for our productions and learn from industry professionals. And so that, a lot of that is really used for funding to be able to where these kids, you know, if they have work, they can take time off work to come join the films.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's cool too that Northern California is already like a little bit spooky, right? Like, for instance, you called earlier and you go, oh, I'm going to move from one barn to the next for better sound. You know what I mean? Like, there's kind of just like a spooky element. But you kind of feel like you have to like maybe go afar to find these things, or if you want to do any sort of like acting or anything like that. So it's really cool to be able to do these things like here where we've got the natural beauty. You don't have to go to LA to then shoot up here. You can actually do it up here, you know?
Definitely, definitely. And well, now, you know, even the next thing that was kind of lacking in the area was Halloween nightlife.
Yes.
You know, October, probably yes. The best holiday season and months of all.
Yeah.
You know, it was very little. And so we feel very, you know, honored that we've been able to bring so much festivities to Humboldt County and bring such an incredible and growing event such as the Scare Rounds, mm-hmm. you know, to the community.
Yeah, like I said, there were lines, and the Screamatorium was awesome, but you wait in line and then it's over and then everybody kind of goes, well, what's next? And there's really nothing next. And so this way, now you've got a way that you can sit and have a, you know, the mazes, and you've got tiki bars, and it's really cool to kind of, like you said, like extend that out and make like a night of it.
Definitely jump from one haunted house to another, and then, like you said, yeah, get a drink and go sit down in Frank's place, listen to some live music. A lot of the bands are actually theming specifically for Halloween, so they'll be cool. Dressed up, they'll be, you know, the monster mat, of course, but like great mm-hmm. Halloween music being played. And then, you know, you go back and maybe you want to take home a very creepy and special pumpkin to remember the night forever, you know. But it is hours of entertainment that is just waiting.
So quickly, let me know. Okay, so you listed off the three. There are themes. There are three haunted houses. And then can you kind of take me through, like, if you buy a ticket, what can you expect? Is then
yes.
you kind of take me through, if you will.
Okay, so the three haunted houses, again, Tales from the Tomb, which is a very creepy kind of almost story-leveled haunted house. Again, we like to incorporate a lot of our filmmaking past, a lot of my filmmaking experience into the haunted houses. So it's a very immersive experience. You know, a lot of these characters seem larger than life because they have whole backstories. Mm-hmm. A lot of the sets that you're walking into, there's stories connected to every single one of these haunted houses. And so Tales from the Tomb is essentially this writer that wrote so much and studied so much about death that he has essentially opened this portal into death. And you must travel through all the different layers and experiences of death Ooh. To get back to the world of the living.
Ooh.
And so it's a whole journey.
That's heady.
I mean, it is. Yeah, it is very creepy. A lot of different levels to this thing.
Okay, that's one.
Exciting. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So then the second is Camp Grizzly, which is much fun, much funner.
Yeah. Camp
haunted house. Exactly. It's based after, you know, the very kind of cheesy, if you will, campy slasher films of mm-hmm. the 80s, mm-hmm. like Friday the 13th and Evil Dead, mm-hmm. to where essentially you walk in and a trailer is played of the mock movie that it's based after. We shot a whole grindhouse trailer mm-hmm. kind of setting up the haunted house. So you go through and it's this camp with this killer that's trying to get you. Will you escape the sinister clutches of Jack Fisher?
Mm.
Come and find out at Camp Grizzly. And then the Electro Terror Thunder Maze, which I just love that name.
Yeah.
I mean, what a mouthful.
Yeah.
Fantastic. You know, is essentially this kind of like stimulating sensory maze. I mean, definitely not recommended for, you know, anyone that suffers from epilepsy or seizures mm-hmm. because it is a lot of flashing lights, but it is really this dead end maze to where there is one path out. Mm. And so it's kind of like a corn maze, mm-hmm. you know, but it is most literally just a maze with these flashing lights and these characters that jump out. And we expect to take quite a while to actually get out of.
Oh.
but yeah, so that's a very exciting one. But so anyway, so as far as the tickets go, with the general admission, it is 30 for children, 30 for adult and 20 for children. Is basically you get access to all three of the haunted mazes. You get access to our live entertainment, Frank's Place. You get access to the pumpkin patch. You get access to the food. I mean, you get access pretty much to everything at the Scare Grounds except for the haunted tiki bar.
Oh, that tiki bar.
That tiki bar is off limits if you get the general admission, and you have to wait in the general lines, which we are already expecting to be quite big.
Yeah.
Tickets are selling very fast.
Yeah.
And so with the VIP pass, which we do recommend, but those are going quick too, is you get to skip the lines completely. It's right up to the front, and also preferred parking, and you get access to that and the haunted tiki bar.
Tiki bar.
Which is very exciting. I think a pull for a lot of people so far from what I'm hearing.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, there's just, you know, little kind of special exclusive perks, especially with the live scare actors with that VIP pass. So, I mean, it's just definitely, it's a good deal. That's $50 flat. There's no child price for the VIP ticket. Again, for general admission, 30 for adult, 20 for child. And yeah, all that information is available on our website, which is screamatoriumhaunt.com. Okay. And that's screamatoriumhaunt.com. And you go on there and select which days you want to go, how many tickets you want to get. And all our information is listed very nicely right there.
And now, when do you officially open up and start scaring the pants off people?
our official night is Friday, October 20th.
Okay.
And then we will, yep, continue until Saturday. And then the next week is Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and then Halloween, which is on a Tuesday, which is ridiculous.
That's but, so
I mean,
rude.
How could we miss it?
Yeah.
Got to be open for Halloween.
Yeah.
So, and then also, if I could throw in real quick, if you're not, you know, you're hearing this, you're not really into super a lot of scare, you don't really want to be scared that much, but you still want to see this and be part of the Halloween festivities, we offer a Sunday Spooktacular, which is no live scare actors. It's during the day, and you can still go through all the haunted houses. You can still hear music being played, have food trucks, go to the beer and wine garden, the pumpkin patch, everything except no one's going to be jumping out at you, and the lights are a little brighter and the music's a little happier.
Okay. So maybe if you've got, like, you know, reticent children or something who want to be a part of it, maybe if you are yourself are a reticent child at heart.
Definitely. And all the, like, grotesque, more gory props are covered. You know, we never go too far because we like to keep it somewhat family friendly, but still terrifying.
Yeah.
But the things that may be a little bit more graphic are covered. And so it definitely is. The Sunday Spooktaculars are much more family oriented, more Disney level.
Okay. And that's during the day. Does it then get the same scary at night?
Well, so we are not open Sunday nights.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
So okay. Yeah, so it's just the Friday, Saturday.
Oh, evenings. Gotcha. Okay. And then all of this, again, screamatoriumhaunt.com?
Yep.
That's the way to do it. And then we are going to be giving away, because we are lucky, even though Halloween is on a Tuesday, which is very rude, we do have Friday the 13th this month, which is very exciting.
That is good.
Yeah. So we're going to be doing a giveaway where people are going to have the opportunity to win some passes, whether it's those general admission or the VIP on Friday the 13th. So, but don't wait for those tickets just to win. You want to go ahead and get on there and get them now while they're still available. Because like I said, I know that there were lines 3 years ago and now it is much bigger and the whole community is involved. And I know so many people are talking about how excited they are about this. Like, you have created a buzz, my friend. People are excited.
Well, thank you very much. No, it is like I keep saying, it is incredibly honoring to be able to have this privilege of putting this on.
Yeah, and the whole community is behind you. So I'm super excited to be there. And it's bigger and better. And I'm definitely going to that tiki. I don't even like rum drinks. It's just a haunted tiki bar. I have to be there. That's super exciting for me. So I'll definitely be there. I appreciate you chatting with me. So we're going to have to take a little break. But I do ask everyone who's on my show, and I do like to often corner them with it so that they have to choose something quickly. It is a radio show, so we're going to take a break. But on the other side of the break, if you could hear anything on the radio, what would you like to choose on K-Hum? Because it's radio without the rules.
Mm-hmm. That is good. That is good.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to hear Human Fly for some reason.
Ooh.
That is just stuck in my head today.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know why it's stuck in your head. You're around a bunch of cows. And so
there's
there's flies everywhere. You're in Ferndale. I know why you would choose that.
Fantastic. So, yes. Thank you again so much. And I look forward to hearing all of your screams momentarily.
I know. I'm super excited. I can't wait to be there. So thanks so much for chatting with me today, Griffin. I really appreciate you taking the time. Now get back to hanging up skeletons and burying bodies or whatever it is that you do.
I most definitely will.
Okay. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.